And good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. A very wet and stormy Thursday, March the 30th, 2017. 12:19 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Scott Spears along with you for the ride today on the Now program for the next 2 hours. And we're going to have a lot of fun because a lot of things to discuss on this very rainy, rainy day. And can you believe it? All this rain came in before we even got into April. April kicks off on Saturday. That is almost unimaginable that the end of March will come tomorrow. The year is just flying right by at a tremendous speed. I do want to let you know, coming up next hour, we're going to have a very interesting guest. The guest will be Elena Havilia. Havrilia, I think is how you pronounce the name. She is one of the people who helped compile the study that came out yesterday that said that Marion in Ohio is the 68th unhealthiest county out of 88 counties. 68 out of 88 counties. That's not a good rating, but we're going to find out where that rating came from and what it means and where we go from here, and that will come up next hour when we talk to Elena Havrilia. So stay tuned for that. We also are going to have some trivia questions this hour, and if there's anything on your mind you would like to discuss, give us a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A whole lot of big, interesting stuff coming up over the next few days. Of course, we do have the big wrestling event coming up on Saturday. Classic Championship Wrestling presents Slammapalooza 2017. That will take place Saturday, April the 1st, 5 p.m. start time. Doors open at 4 p.m. at the Labor Union Local 574, located at 1585 Harding Highway East. That's right across from Harding High School, right next to the Speedway. Tickets are a $10 donation to the WWGH Educational Fund. The first 100 people get free pizza and dessert. Thank you to our supporter, Domino's Pizza, for that. The main event that night will see CCW heavyweight champion Bobo Brazil Jr. go one-on-one with an unknown opponent managed by WWE legend Big Bully Busick, who is celebrating 40 years in the wrestling business. And we think we know who the mystery opponent might be. We think it quite possibly could be the Puerto Rican Bull. But no confirmation on that yet from Busick or anybody else. There will also be a Steubenville street fight in which anything goes. That will see Dick the Bruiser Jr. go, well, see, it was one-on-one. Now, there's been, this is what we need to talk about as far as the wrestling goes. Mr. Hughes, something has happened there. We're not quite sure what's going on with Mr. Hughes, but it looks like this Steubenville street fight now will be restructured to the point to where it will be Dick the Bruiser Jr. going one-on-one with the diet guru, Slim Trimmons, of course, with Big Bully Busick in his corner. But there has been a third man added to this. So not only will it be a Steubenville street fight, but it will be a three-person affair. And the third person is the over 400-pound Insane Wayne. So it looks like that is how that has all broken down. Now, I'm not sure what impact that will have on the Twinkie match that was supposed to take place that night between Dick the Bruiser Jr. and the diet guru Slim Trimmons, but I'm sure we will learn as the days go by here, and the days are going by fast because it's just 48 hours away. And that's what makes it all very interesting. And that is why we are having a good time, and it'll be big fun this coming Saturday night. Not going to want to miss it. So that's coming up. And we have some other big announcements regarding the radio station here that will be coming up in the days and weeks to come that I hope you will stay tuned for, because those are going to be a lot of fun as well. Now, we have three trivia questions that have been going around here for a few days. One, it's unbelievable to me that nobody has got the answer to this particular trivia question, but we are going to ask the three again today. And remember, you can win a To Die For cupcake, you can win 2 free bowling games to Buckeye Lanes for a group of 4, or you can just be proud to know that you got the trivia question right today on WWGH Radio. Now, the first trivia question is this. Legendary talk show Dick Cavett has appeared on this program many times. He has told us on all the talk shows he has done over all the years who his favorite guest was. Who was Dick Cavett's favorite talk show guest of all time? 740-383-9944. On the Johnny Carson version of The Tonight Show, which spanned 30 years, 1962 until 1992, he did a segment from time to time entitled Tea Time. Now, during that segment, he portrayed a character. He did not come out in those segments dressed as Johnny Carson. What was the name of the character that Johnny Carson portrayed in the Tea Time segments? I can't believe nobody's got this one. That's the one I thought people would get right off the bat. The third question. Dorothy Fulltime, the legendary lady of news up in Cleveland, Ohio for many, many years, did her last interview at age 92 in 1983. She did this interview in the morning, and then she had a stroke, which eventually took her out of the broadcast industry that afternoon. The last person she interviewed was a very famous person. Who was that person? 740-383-9944. Those are the questions we have in place. Now, though, as I say, we are heading into the big wrestling event. Just days away, we are under 48 hours now, Saturday night, April the 1st, 5 p.m. start time, right over at the Union Hall on Route 309, right across from the Harding High School, right next to the Speedway. One of the big reasons this is a big-time event is that Steubenville Street Fight, in which Dick the Bruiser was supposed to go one-on-one with Mr. Hughes, managed by Big Bully Busick. Now, I have not spoken to Mr. Busick since then, but apparently something has gone awry here. So, we today have invited on this program the legendary Dick the Bruiser Jr., Bruiser Jr., to discuss this matter and see where we are just 48 hours out. Bruiser Jr., how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Scott. I'm looking so forward to this Saturday at 5 o'clock at the Union Hall. I tell you, this is going to be some of the greatest wrestling ever coming to Marion, Ohio, if not the greatest wrestling.
You know, it's going to be one of the greatest times, and again, we always want to mention it's a $10 donation to the WWGH Education Fund, and the first 100 people to show up that night will get free pizza and free dessert thanks to our supporter of this event, Domino's Pizza. So the doors open at 4, so you will want to be in line at 4 o'clock. But Bruiser, you were supposed to face Mr. Hughes in this Steubenville Street Fight with Big Bully Busick as the manager. Now, Bully is still coming. I know that for sure. I spoke with him via telephone this morning. But something is going on with Mr. Hughes. Do you have any news or information you can share with us?
Well, when he found out that he was going to have to wrestle the Bruiser, he became chicken, he became yellow, and cold feet. So he probably is on the first plane out of Ohio. I think he's from someplace down south, and he's probably out of the country even when he found out that he was going to have to wrestle me. Now, so I want the Bully in that ring. That's what I want anyways. I'm tired of him interfering in all the matches that I'm at.
Well, Bruiser, from what I understand from the Bully, he's retired.
Well, it's time for him to come out of retirement and take one more beating, and I want to give it to him, or whoever he brings with you. I'm sure he's got a stable of champion that he will bring with him to fill the shoes of Mr. Hughes.
Well,
I don't know why Mr. Hughes, and that's the only thing I can think of. He's scared. The Bully is scared. Well, Bully's going to be at the show because he's going to be the first one in line for the pizza.
Well, that's true. And anytime there's a freebie, the bully is right there without question. Yeah. Now, what I've been hearing, because I've been talking with our executive committee, our president, Terry Tackett, our head of the executive committee, Jeff Bargo, our CEO, Sean Kraft, I've talked to them. I've said, what is going to be the solution to this problem? And what they all have said is that the Steubenville street fight is going to happen, and Big Bully Busick is going to have to represent somebody in that match. Now, my ear to the wall here, what I have learned is that there is some talk about turning this into a three-way Steubenville street fight in which the combatants would be Insane Wayne, 400 pounds, this guy doesn't know where he is half the time, and the diet guru Slim Trimmons, who does have some kind of affiliation with Big Bully Busick. I can't confirm that, but that's what I've been hearing.
Well, that would be fantastic if we get Insane Wayne and Slim Trimmons, Mr. Fitness, inside the ring all at one time. That way I can straighten out both of their eyeballs with my fist and kick them right in the groin and punch them right in the nose.
Well, a bruiser, we also know that Bully is going to be at ringside that night. There is no question. Now, will he be representing Slim Trimmons? I don't know. Will he be representing somebody else? We don't know at this point. We're going to try to get him on the phone before this hour is up. But in a Steubenville street fight, this match is his design because the Bully is from Steubenville. And no rules means whether or not he's a combatant or not, whether or not he's retired or not, he's fair game.
Well, I'll drag him in the ring regardless if he's retired or not, and I'll officially straighten out his eyeballs with my fist. That's the most dangerous match there is at Steubenville street fight. Anything goes. I know what goes on in those matches. You know what? If I can go out there and grab a bottle, grab a can, grab anything, or they're going to grab anything, a garden hose or whatever, you can use it.
That's exactly right. Now, the other side of that, though, Bruiser, and this is something you have to be, I think, concerned about, is that technically Bully could get involved all throughout this match, and that also would not cause a disqualification.
That's fine, because I got something planned. If I have to take all three of those guys, ram their heads through the toilet if I have to and flush it, I will. Whatever it takes to beat those guys right in that ring.
So Bruiser is looking to be the king of the Steubenville street fight on Saturday night.
I would bet all the tea in China that I am in the champion of that match. I know they may say something about it. The Bully may say something, but I'm going to get my hand raised, and I bet you I have all the people in Marion, Ohio behind me.
It's going to be an amazing event. Again, it's Slammapalooza 2017 this coming Saturday, 48 hours away, 5 p.m. start time, 4 p.m. the doors will open. It's at the Union Hall right across the street from Harding High School, right next to the Speedway. Tickets are a $10 donation to the WWGH Radio Education Fund. The first 100 people will get free pizza and dessert, courtesy of our great supporter Domino's Pizza. And also on this card, don't forget, Bobo Brazil Jr. puts the title on the line against a mystery man managed by Big Bully Busick. Whole bunch of other great competitors on the card, and it looks like it's going to be the Steubenville street fight. Bruiser Jr. goes, I guess, I don't know how you even say, it's not one-on-one, it's not two-on-one, I'm not sure where the alliances will be, but Bruiser Jr. versus Insane Wayne, who's over 400 pounds, just out of the mental hospital, and somebody of Big Bully Busick's choosing. Right now we think it might be the diet guru Slim Trimmons. It's going to be pandemonium, an event of epic proportion that you surely will not event. It will be a happening.
What a great event right there, Marion, Ohio. Right to a good cause, a great cause, $10 donation. Man, that is the best deal there is. Your place, you better, it's going to be standing room only. Get your tickets early because the Bruiser's going to be there. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Bruiser, I can't wait to see you in just about 48 hours. Great to talk with you.
Great to talk to you. Tell you what, let me know what's going on. I don't care. I'll punch all those guys right in the nose.
I love it. Thank you, Bruiser.
All right. See you later. Ah.
I tell you what, Bruiser is in a hurry to get to Marion, Ohio in just about 48 hours. My goodness, what an event that's going to be. It is going to be high drama for sure. I tell you what, we are going to take a quick break here, tell you all about the big event on Saturday. Don't miss it. And we're going to see if we can catch up with Big Bully Busick, maybe Bobo Brazil Jr. Don't you dare go anywhere. This is big, big stuff without question. Without question.
Classic Championship Wrestling presents Slammapalooza on Saturday, April 1st at the Union Hall, Local 574, located at 1585 Harding Highway East next to Speedway, across from Harding High School. Tickets are a $10 donation to the WWGH Radio Education Fund. The first 100 ticket holders will receive free pizza and dessert. Doors open at 4 p.m. For the CCW Heavyweight Championship, champion Bobo Brazil Jr. will defend against a mystery man managed by WWE legend Big Bully Busick.
And I'm going to bring this guy in, and once again, I want that heavyweight title. I just be aware of that.
But I got a big surprise for him. I got a package for him. He only got a hit, but that time. This time, I think I'll deliver one of those big chops and wake him up a little bit and let him know that Steubenville's not the place to go.
Bobo Brazil against my mystery man out of Steubenville. Oh, Bobo, you're going to wish you were back in Benton Harbor next to the Speed and Go drinking that lousy water up there in Michigan. That's all I can tell you.
In a Steubenville street fight in which anything goes, Dick the Bruiser Jr. will go one-on-one with WWE legend Mr. Hughes with Big Bully Busick in his corner.
Bruiser, I'm calling the Marion police, and I'm having them come in and check because when I went into my traveling bag, I pulled out my traveling humidor, and the Bruiser got into my cigars, and he took some of my cigars, which made me very unhappy.
Well, I can't wait. It's going to be these two guys are the two toughest guys in the world. They're two of the best wrestlers. So right in that ring, you have three of the greatest wrestlers in the world. It's going to be the toughest match of my life, that's for sure. You know, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to seeing all my Bruiser buddies there. It's this kind of match is right up my alley. I'm going to show them who the bully is. It's going to be Bruiser.
Do you realize that this event could be booked at WrestleMania? That match is so big.
Plus many more matches. Don't miss it. Saturday, April 1st.
Certainly is going to be a big event. Scott Spears back with you here, 37 minutes past the hour, trying to catch up with Bobo Brazil Jr. and Big Bully Busick. Maybe we'll do that before the first hour is up here. And don't forget, coming up next hour, we're going to be joined by Elena Havrilia, who's going to talk about this whole study that was done on Marion being the unhealthiest, the 68 unhealthiest county out of the 88 counties here in Ohio. Learn how this was all calculated and tabulated and what we can do about it and see where we go from here. But right now, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And the trivia questions are still out there. Who was Dick Cavett's all-time favorite guest on his talk shows he did over the years? On the Johnny Carson Tonight Show, which ran for 30 years, 1962 until 1992, he did the famous segment called Tea Time. In that Tea Time segment, he did not portray Johnny Carson. He used a different name. What name did Johnny Carson use in the Tea Time segments? 740-383-9944. And legendary Cleveland, Ohio broadcaster Dorothy Fulltime in 1983, at the age of 92, did her last interview. Her last interview was probably with one of the most famous people on the planet, if not the most famous person on the planet, in the early 1980s. Who was that? 740-383-9944. And also, we've had a trivia question. This has been dangling out there for a long time. It's a very hard question, but I know somebody out there is going to be smart enough to get this. Bill Nimmo was Johnny Carson's first announcer on Who Do You Trust? The talk show, or the game show from the 1950s and 60s. Bill Nimmo left that job as Johnny Carson's announcer to go to a another big job in network television, making the way for Ed McMahon to take over his spot on Who Do You Trust and eventually go on with Johnny Carson to do The Tonight Show for 30 years. What job did Bill Nimmo leave Who Do You Trust for to go on to in big time television? It was network television at that time. And remember, this is the late 1950s, early 1960s. So this was the time of only 3 or 4 channels. So it shouldn't be that hard to figure out where Bill Nimmo went. What job did he take at that time? And the reason we're asking a question about Bill Nimmo is that Bill Nimmo started his career at WLW, the Nation station in Cincinnati, Ohio, which really was the epicenter and epitome of broadcasting for so long here in Ohio. Now, we have a couple weird stories that have been in the news here lately. Maybe you've heard them. Maybe they're just odd stories. Here's one from overseas. An Italian drug gang needed money, so it devised a bizarre plot, Italian police said. It would dig up the body of legendary automaker Enzo Ferrari and hold it for ransom. In a massive raid involving hundreds of officers, 34 people were arrested Tuesday in Sardinia and northern Italy just as the gang was about to launch its scheme. 1.5 years in the making, at the tomb shared by Ferrari and his father in Modena in central Italy, police said at a news conference. Ferrari died at age 90 in 1988 and was buried alongside his father inside the ornate tomb at San Calalindo Cemetery, complete with model Ferrari perched on top. Well, that's interesting. Modena is where Ferrari founded the luxury car company in 1939 as Auto Avio Costuzio. At least 11 other people are under further investigation as officials also seized an unspecified large amount of cocaine and arms, police said. Colonel Savio Keggi, head of the military police in the Providence, said the gang is part of an Italian gang known as the Kidnapping Specialist of Organized Crime Operations on the Italian island of Sardinia. It is associated with a post-World War II bandit operation run by Grazio Messina. Police say they got wind of the gang during their latest investigation of Messina and began almost a decade ago and were staking out Ferrari's tomb when the bandits arrived. The gang had prepared everything in detail, Cagle said. They said several visits to the tomb. They made several visits to the tomb over more than a year of planning, and individual members were identified as being in charge of drawing the plans, stealing the body itself, and delivering the ransom demand to the Ferrari family, he said. Cagle said that the Ferraris were kept in the loop about the plot, which he said had been in the works for years but never succeeded because of our extensive efforts. Okay. Now, here's the question I have for you. Okay. If you're a criminal, and you're a brilliant criminal, like apparently this group was, why in the world are you stealing dead bodies? Okay. Because, first of all, that's a big plot, because you have to dig the body up, you have to get the body out of there, you have to get the body on a truck, you have to take it somewhere, you have to do something with it. So it's a lot of heavy work without people noticing you. Now, beyond that, can you really ransom a dead body? Because here's what I don't get. Okay, as much as you love your family, as much as you love your friends, as much as you love people who have passed over, if you found out that their dead body, Enzo Ferrari had been dead since 1988. So Enzo Ferrari had been dead for quite some time, nearly 30 years. Okay? It didn't just happen. Enzo Ferrari's been dead for 30 years. He had a great long life. He lived to 90 years old. If somebody stole his body and was trying to get money from you, was trying to get ransom from you, would you ransom? Would you give money to get the dead body back? After 30 years, is there even anything left besides the coffin? I mean, am I just nuts here? Is that a weird thing to ransom a dead body? Maybe that's why it's a weird news story. What do you think? 740-383-9944. Would you pay ransom to get a dead body back? I mean, I don't understand this. Would you do it? Am I just nuts? Is this just nuts to me sounding strange? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Oh my goodness. I do not understand things like that. But what do you do? Let's see if we can get another one of these strange and odd news stories from around the world up here. Passengers on a San Francisco-bound British Airways flight were delayed after a mouse was spotted on board before takeoff. Travelers were subsequently removed from the aircraft at London's Heathrow Airport and forced to wait for hours as a replacement jetliner was found. Despite the inconvenience, some passengers saw the funny side on Twitter. One even questioned whether the rodent had failed to obtain a visa. On this occasion, there was one very small customer who had to get sent back to the gate, a British Airways spokesman told NBC News. "We are sorry for the delay. Mice have been known to chew through aircraft wiring and potentially dangerous results, according to Reuters." Now see, there you go again. Did you know that? Did anybody know? I hate to put a fear of flying in anybody here, but if you're on an airplane and you saw a mouse run through, would you think anything of it? Would you think that that mouse could possibly chew through the wiring on the airplane and cause you some serious problems? Did you know that? See, now this show becomes a scare tactic. First we're talking about ransoming dead bodies off. Now we're talking about mice that could possibly chew through the wiring on your airplane. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If anything, if anybody out there's got anything they would like to talk about, please give us a call, or if you have any of the trivia answers to our questions. I do want to get to some of the public service announcement that have been coming in here at the station to kind of give you an idea of what's going on in the community. I Believe in Music 2017 Marionaires Barbershop Concert will take place at the Marion Palace Theater Saturday, April 29th at 7 p.m. The Geyer Boys will be there as well as Spotlight. Tickets are $12 for adults and $6 for youth. Those are advanced tickets. At the door that night, the tickets will be $15 for adults and $10 for youth. You can get your tickets at the Palace Box Office, the Southland Barbers, the City Barbershop, or any Marion Airs member. There will be an afterglow in the Palace May Pavilion following the show. So that's coming up here in about a month. Sounds very interesting. The Marion Christian Center and the Mid-Ohio Food Bank are partnering to provide a free produce market to Marion residents every third Saturday of the month, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Marion Christian Center. Produce will be available to local individuals and families at 200% of the federal poverty line. That's a family of five would be able to make $56,879. The Marion Christian Center is located at 1550 Richland Road here in Marion. If you have any questions about this, contact 740-389-2910 or contact Lisa Mendoza at 740-396-9944. No appointment, pre-registration, or paperwork is required. That's the Free Produce Market every third Saturday of the month, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at the Marian Christian Center on Richland Road. Very important event here. The Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 1117 Breakfast takes place the last Saturday of every month from 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at the VFW Post 7201, located at 1614 Marion Marysville Road. This event is open to the public. And there's a picture of some eggs and bacon and toast on here. Looks very good. Last Saturday, I guess, would have been the last Saturday of the month. But remember that coming up in April, that every last Saturday of the month, the Vietnam Veterans of America have this breakfast, 7:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at the VFW Post, 1614 Marion Marysville Road. Now, let's see here. We have some events, I think, coming up at the Marion County Coliseum. The Ohio State Championship in Tumbling will be taking place at the Coliseum April 1st and 2nd. That'll be this weekend. You have to check for times. But the Ohio State Championship Tumbling will be taking place Saturday and Sunday this weekend at the Marion Coliseum. And then this is a nice event every year, April 6th. Through the 8th, the Robotics Conference will also be here in town, and that always attracts a lot of people from out of town, and that's something Marion should be very, very proud of, and that takes place at the Marion County Coliseum, April 6th through 8th, so the following weekend. Here's a fun event that I think a lot of people might want to go to. Test Your Knowledge Live Trivia. You and your friends can enter a four-person team to test your trivia skills against the best in Marion. It's $40 per team. This is put on by the Marion Evening Lions Club. It's called the Marion Evening Lions Club Trivia Challenge. It'll take place at Blue Fusion Sunday, April 23rd at 2 p.m. There'll also be a 50-50 drawing, a silent auction. You can compete for prizes and bragging rights. If you have some information about entering this contest, contact Chris Field at 740-225-4027. That's 740-225-4027, and walk-ins are welcome. $40 a team. The Marion Evening Lions Club Trivia Challenge at Blue Fusion, Sunday, April the 23rd at 2 p.m. Now, some housekeeping here in regard to the station. Do want to let you know, we are the only station in Marion right now airing complete obituary reports. We do that every day at 8:10 a.m., 10:10 a.m., 12:10 p.m., and 4:10 p.m. So if you want to hear the obituaries, don't want to pay to hear them, or view them, you can do it right here on the radio. Every day, WWGH Radio, only source that does them, 8:10 in the morning, 10:10 in the morning, 12 noon, 12:10, and 4:10, 7 days a week. You can listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH Radio. The TuneIn app is absolutely free. That means you can take us anywhere. You can take us in your car, on your smartphone, on your tablet. All you have to do is download the free TuneIn device. You can hear us anywhere, at your job, whatever you like. You can also hear us live on the website at www.wwgh1071.com. We stream live there. Also on the website, you can see some interesting pictures and show archives. Every show, basically, that's been on this station since January of 2016, thanks to our webmaster, Adam Lepp, is on the website. So if you missed a show, forgot a show, want to listen to something at night while you're trying to go to sleep, or want to listen to something during the day while you're out having some fun, all you got to do is go to www.wwgh1071.com. We also have emails here. Sean, Terry, Adam, Charlie, myself, we all have emails. All you have to do to email one of us off the air if you have any questions is put our first name down. For example, mine would be Scott at wwgh1071.com. email us. We'd like to hear from you. Or if you have an event you want to get out in the public, email us. That's the way to do it. You can also like us on Facebook by searching WWGH 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, and clicking like for exclusive content. And we always tell you the guests that are coming up on this show. A lot of times pictures make their way there. All kinds of stuff on the Facebook page, so you'll want to run and get a hold of that. My goodness gracious, there is a lot going on in Marion without question. Without question. I mean, you just look at the, there's probably, and the Tallgrass Trail, we learned of the events of the Tallgrass Trail this morning. There's always something going on, always something to be proud of, and we're very proud of that. We're going to take a quick break, come back with much more. Anybody have the answers to the trivia questions? Give us an answer. Give us a call. 740-383-9944.
Classic Championship Wrestling presents Slammapalooza on Saturday, April 1st at 5 p.m. at the Union Local 574, located at 1585 Harding Highway East next to Speedway, across from Harding High School. Tickets are a $10 donation to the WWGH Radio Education Fund. The first 100 ticket holders will receive free pizza and dessert. Doors open at 4 p.m. For the CCW Heavyweight Championship, champion Bobo Brazil Jr. will defend against a mystery man managed by WWE legend Big Bully Busick.
And I'm going to bring this guy in. Once I want that heavyweight title. I just be aware of that.
But I got a big surprise for him. I got a package for him. He only got a hit, but that time. This time I think I'll deliver one of those big chops and wake him up a little bit and let him know that Steubenville is not the place to go.
Bobo Brazil against my mystery man out of Steubenville. Oh, Bobo, you're going to wish you were back in Benton Harbor next to the Speed and Go drinking that lousy water up there in Michigan. That's all I can tell you.
In a Steubenville street fight in which anything goes, Dick the Bruiser Jr. will go one-on-one with WWE legend Mr. Hughes with Big Bully Busick in his corner.
Bruiser, I'm calling the Marion police, and I'm having them come in and check because when I went into my traveling bag, I pulled out my traveling humidor, and the Bruiser got into my cigars, and he took some of my cigars, which made me very unhappy.
Well, I can't wait. It's going to be these two guys are the two toughest guys in the world. They're two of the best wrestlers. So right in that ring, you have three of the greatest wrestlers in the world. It's going to be the toughest match of my life, that's for sure. You know, I can't wait. I'm looking forward to seeing all my Bruiser buddies there. It's this kind of match is right up my alley. I like when I like, I'm going to show them who the bully is. It's going to be Bruiser.
Do you realize that this event could be booked at WrestleMania? That match is so big.
Plus many more matches. Don't miss it, Saturday, April 1st.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here. That is going to be a big event in just about 48 hours here, 57 minutes past the hour today. Remember, it is coming up Saturday, April the 1st. Doors open at 4 p.m. The show starts at 5 p.m. at the Union Hall on Route 309, right next to Speedway, across the street from the Harding High School. Tickets are a $10 donation to the WWGH Radio Education Fund that takes care of programs here on the station that deal with history, deal with education, deal with children's issues, deal with public service announcements. That's where all the money goes. The first 100 people that night will get free pizza and dessert, courtesy of our big supporter, Domino's Pizza. The main event that night will be CCW heavyweight champion Bobo Brazil Jr. going one-on-one with an unknown opponent who we think is actually the Puerto Rican Bull, who stands well over 6'5" and is well over 300 pounds. He's from Steubenville. I think he's Big Bully Busick, Steubenville hitman. Big Bully Busick, of course, in the Puerto Rican Bull's corner as he tries to unseat Bobo Brazil Jr. for that heavyweight championship. The co-main event that night is an anything-goes Steubenville street fight in which Dick the Bruiser Jr. will face the over 400-pound recently released from a mental hospital insane Wayne. And the third man in that match is the diet guru himself, the man who lives on Twinkies and diet soda, Slim Trimmons, who I believe is managed now by Big Bully Busick. Although we have not been able to catch up with Big Bully Busick to confirm that, that's what we think. Big Bully Busick that night will also be celebrating 40 years in the wrestling business, and we will have cake for everybody that night as well. Being that Slim Trimmons is the Twinkie and Diet Soda man, there's going to be a Twinkie match that night in which the loser will have a Twinkie shoved down their mouth. How humiliating will that be? And a whole host of other matches. I know there's a big three-way match going on that night between Frankie Gambino, Chippendale, Sergeant Mac Thompson. I know there's a big match going on that night between Justin Intoxicated and Malice. And I think there's even a big battle royal. It is certainly a card fit for a king in just about 48 hours, April the 1st, 5 p.m., Union Hall, 309, $10. That's all it is, and it's a donation. It is a 100% donation, strictly charity event. Want to run down these trivia questions one more time, see if any of you have the answers. Who was Dick Cavett's favorite guest on all the talk shows he did, on all the programs that Dick Cavett did over the years? I believe he had 6 or 7 talk shows. Who was Dick Cavett's all-time favorite talk show guest? He's talked about it on television. He's talked about it on this program. Who was his favorite guest? 740-383-9944. Johnny Carson hosted The Tonight Show for 30 years. 1962 until 1992. And over that 30-year period, he did a very popular segment known as Tea Time. In that Tea Time segment, he did not portray himself as Johnny Carson. What was the name of the character that Johnny Carson portrayed in the famous Tea Time sketches on the Johnny Carson Tonight Show? Give us a call, 740-383-9944. Dorothy Fulltime, the Grand Lady of Television from Cleveland, Ohio, did her last interview at 92 years of age in 1983. Her last interview was probably with the most famous person on the face of the earth in 1983. Who was Dorothy Fulltime's last interview? Won't hurt you to guess. 740-383-9944. I bet you if you guessed on that one, you might get it right. 740-383-9944. And Bill Nimmo, legendary WLW television radio alum out of Cincinnati, Ohio, made it all the way to Hollywood and was Johnny Carson's first announcer on Who Do You Trust, the big game show. During the run of Who Do You Trust, Bill Nimmo left and went on to network television in another role, making the way for Ed McMahon to become Johnny Carson's announcer. And of course, Ed McMahon was Johnny Carson's announcer for the remainder of Who Do You Trust and also for 30 years on The Tonight Show. What did Bill Nimmo leave Johnny Carson's Who Do You Trust for? What role on television did Bill Nimmo go to? Bill went and did that role. It only lasted a few years, and then he ended back up in Cincinnati, Ohio, I believe, teaching broadcasting. But where did Bill Nimmo go after he left the legendary Johnny Carson? 740-383-9944. If you can answer any of those questions, and that Bill Nimmo question has been around for a while now, if anybody can answer any of those questions, you will get either a To Die For cupcake or 2 free bowling games for a group of 4 at Buckeye Lanes, and Buckeye Lanes is celebrating 90 years of operation here in Marion, another great long-term business. Don't forget, coming up tomorrow here Friday on WWGH Radio, we'll start out the morning with the Now program, hosted by myself. We'll be on from 10 a.m. to 12 noon tomorrow, a little earlier. Then the Exchange Club with Charlie Evers, Sean Kraft, Marge Hazelett, and Marianne Michaels, where we discuss current events of the week from 12:10 until 1 p.m. And then 1:10 tomorrow till 3 p.m. will be the Fahey Bank Charlie Evers Show, and Charlie has lots of great giveaways tomorrow, more than you can imagine. He will have Chicken Shack, he will have McDonald's Breakfast, he'll have To Die For Cupcakes, he will have bowling games to Buckeye Lanes for a group of four, he will have insulated mugs from CRT, he will have Jags hats, and he'll have a new giveaway tomorrow, dinners from Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken, so you won't want to miss that. 1 to 3 tomorrow right here on WWGH Radio. We are going to take a break here, and we're going to come back in about 10 minutes and talk with Elena Havrilia, who was one of the people who compiled this story that came out that Marion, in the healthy counties in Ohio, is 68 out of 88. We're going to find out why. Don't you dare go away.
And I'm having them come in and check, because when I went into, when I went